Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, Nina, we've seen the rise of the US left over the last few years, and you've become one of the big emblematic symbols of that left. Tell me about your path into politics, which I think is quite an interesting kind of example of the politicisation that's taken place in the US.
Politics kind of snapped me up. I never saw myself necessarily being engaged in politics, but it was, I don't know, it attracted me and just really started my activism, if you will, in college, like a lot of people probably do, especially if you go to college. Not everybody does, but I didn't see it as activism as we view it today, but looking backwards, you know, wanting to get people registered to vote in some of the poorest communities in Cleveland, Ohio, really got my attention, believing at that time that people could change their lives through voting. In some ways, I still believe that, but if I had to talk to my 30-year-old self, a lot has changed, and it's a little deeper than just getting people to register to vote. There are forces that really try to oppress and suppress working-class people and poor people in the United States of America, regardless of how they vote.
The Bernie Sanders campaign really kind of catalyzed. It's so unlikely if we look back. He's been around for ages, septuagenarian. You know, this kind of, always doggedly fighting for his causes. He's Jewish senator from Vermont. I mean, what happened? How do you explain what that campaign did and how he became this very unlikely symbol, often of people much younger than himself?
Yeah, I mean, we refer to him as the oldest millennial because millennials love him very, very much. And so does Generation Z, but especially the millennials, you know, when he first ran, they were the ones that were really paying a lot of attention to him. His message was right on time. Timing is everything. And as you stated, he has been fighting for these same issues. When you think about a politician, especially who has been as consistent, there are very few politicians. There are other types that have been consistent. But in the political world, Senator Bernie Sanders is almost a unicorn in terms of his consistency and the heart that he has for the causes. Certainly a man ahead of his time. I mean, he was advocating for issues that now the world is, or at least the United States, is really catching up with him, the people of the United States. So it was really that people were coming off of the Great Recession of 2008, you know, all of that confluence. And so in comes Senator Bernie Sanders in 2015, at a time where people thought no one was going to challenge then Senator Clinton, or Secretary Clinton. No one thought that she was going to be challenged, and in walks in Senator Bernard Sanders from Vermont, hailed from New York originally. But he did, Brooklyn to be exact, but he did. And the timing was right, and he captured the imagination of people in the country.
Joe Biden's presidency, I mean, Joe Biden's from the centrist wing of the Democratic Party, but from a British perspective, on the left, I mean, partly maybe because we're in quite a desperate situation, people often look to that administration to go, well, actually, the left have won some gains. The left aren't treated as pariahs to be driven out of politics.
No, the left is treated like pariahs.
So that's what I wanted to hear about. So smash my illusions.
No, it is. I mean, illusion is a good word. So there are moments where the left and the more corporatist wing of the Democratic Party appear to be in sync. And certainly the Biden administration has done some good things, you know, getting shots in arms, you know, being an administration that is really out there talking about how important it is for people to get the vaccine compared to the Trump administration that was encouraging people to drink bleach and all kinds of crazy stuff and not to mask up and using a toxic form of masculinity to get people amped up in not taking the vaccine. We have an obligation in the United States of America to be among one of the leaders as a hegemon nation to help to tame COVID, and not just for ourselves, but all across the world. And so one of the things I have been disappointed in is our reluctance to be the leader in the world. There are too many nations that are not as blessed socially or economically, who are hurting for that vaccine. and most of them are black and brown. But let's get back to, so there are moments, you know, Biden's, you know, for example, to decrease childhood poverty by over 50%. You know, that was done and still being done right now through the Biden administration, one of his goals. Beautiful thing. On the left, we want to see him, a progressive left, we want to see him go all the way. 50% is good, 60% is good, let's just get it to 100%. But what that shows is that poverty is a policy choice, and I'm sure you all captured that in the UK, that policies matter, the type of people you elect matter, their commitment to ameliorating the struggles of the poor absolutely matter. You have to center the people who are in the greatest needs. I would argue that a lot of the left movement of the Biden administration is because the progressive left raised so much hell. And that's Senator Bernie Sanders, that's people like Congresswoman Cori Bush, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Presley, and on we have many people who are put, and then the movement itself, because it's not just about elected leaders with fancy titles. Mm-hmm. You have the movement moving. And most of the polling in the United States of America show that most Americans are in line with what the progressive movement is laying out. They might not necessarily call themselves progressive, but when you talk to them about universal health care, increasing the minimum wage, two very good examples, they are right there.
What's the strategy now for the US left in the context of, obviously, you have the Democrats in power, but you have a corporate wing of the Democrats, which is very hostile to the US left. So what's the strategy now? The squad of this, of the kind of progressive Congress faction, that's expanded, which is great.
Yes.
But they're still a very small minority in Congress.
So we got to keep pushing. It's not just what folks can do in elected office. The movement of people themselves are really what makes the difference. It's not necessarily just politicians waking up saying, oh, I think I'll do the right thing today. You got to have an outcry from the people to give, to encourage. You know, one of my dear friends, she's an actor and activist, Rosario Dawson, says we have to encourage people's courage. And I think the movement is there to encourage the courage of the progressives who are elected to that Congress and any other level of government. So we got to keep pushing, because the corporatist wing of the Democratic Party will do every and anything that it can to snuff out, to suffocate the progressives. And so those who have made it through elected office need the movement types to keep pushing and to keep making a demand. We are a long way off. We need to cancel student debt. Now, the president has canceled some of that. By way of example, we canceled the debt of those with disabilities. Great start. Let's just go ahead and cancel the whole thing and not separate. College for all, canceling student debt for all, because when everybody has skin in the game, it makes it a better system. Through our vaccination program, another example in the United States of America, I think that shows that we can have universal health care. If we, as the United States, if the government in the United States can put forward a program to get everybody vaccinated, then we can put forth a program to have universal health care. So there is much more work to do. And so the progressives who are elected, and then the progressive, what I would call grassroots leaders, have to continue to work to push this administration and administrations after further to the left.
I mentioned the squad and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Jez, I suppose, was kind of the most visible figurehead of the squad. And has received, I would say, increasing backlash online from the from elements of the US left. And I suppose I wonder, how representative is that? And how healthy is that?
Not healthy and not very representative. Social media is not the real world, even though we do get caught up in it because it's quick. You know, it's like the quick fix. But it's not the real world. And I would say that some of those people, because I don't want to cast aspersion on all, some may have some legitimate concerns and questions, but some of the tactics are not helpful to the movement. The movement is still very young compared to the corporatist wing. The 21st century version of the progressive movement started with the candidacy of Senator Bernard Sanders in late 2015 and continued to grow. So it's still very young and I think trying to find its way. It is okay to question. I don't think anybody is above being questioned and challenged, but it is the way that some on the progressive left are doing it. And they're also, in my mind, hurting our ultimate cause, because now if you are a progressive left person, especially somebody that's elected, you got to fight the corporatist Dems, and then you got to fight some of these, I want to try to be politically correct, some of the people who might not be as disciplined on the left and totally understand everything that's happening. So questioning is fine, making a demand is fine, but trying to kill off some of the best opportunities we have through people like Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, in my mind, is not the right way for us to do this, because we got too much to do to fight the corporatist Dems, and we cannot fight each other too.
In terms of the kind of pillars of the agenda of the US left, like, for example, $15 minimum wage,
yeah.
Stronger unions, the labor movement in the US weaker than even in this country, and right to work rules in many states, the Green New Deal, Medicare for all. How possible is that in the current US context, given the power of the corporatist Democrats and the political nature of the Biden administration?
It might not be possible tomorrow. But in order for it to be possible a year from now, 2 years from now, even 5 years from now, perish that thought, we got to keep planting the seeds and cultivating for today. We can't give up in this moment. And so, you know, the great President Nelson Mandela once said, it always seems impossible until it is done. And so we need people who believe that we can have Medicare for all, that we can increase the minimum wage, that we must strengthen the house of labor so that all workers are making a living wage and absolutely living a good life. We got to keep doing that work right now for tomorrow. We're going to have some short-term wins and we're going to have some short-term defeats. But ultimately, justice, what is just, right, and good, is going to win out the day. We have several historical examples of that. Medicare, as it exists in the United States of America, was once called socialized medicine. It was railed against by the corporatist wing of the Democratic Party at that time as well. But Medicare for elders is real. Mm-hmm. It would not be real if the people stopped fighting for it. And so we can take some lessons from history and apply them to our current struggle. It is going to happen. It's just a matter of time, and we cannot give up. And lastly on that point, I think many in the corporatist wing of the Democratic Party and also the Republican Party, they want people who believe in that type of justice to give up. They want to snuff out hope. Mm-hmm. And so leaders like me and others, our job is to ensure that the people never lose hope. Because once you lose hope, all is lost. But as long as human beings, our fuel is a belief that tomorrow can be better than today.
Just a couple of last things. You stood recently in Ohio and the corporate wing of the Democrats threw everything at you.
Everything.
So just tell me about that and what that says about how the left can organize in that context.
Well, hindsight is definitely 2020, and certainly there are some things that in looking at my campaign that we could have done differently. There were some things in our control and many things that were not in our control. One of the lessons that I'm sharing with the larger part of the left is that we have to realize that even though our high-minded ideas are good for humanity, we cannot let our policy positions cloud our judgment and how hard corporatists will come. And we gotta push back on them as hard. We cannot just sit in the high-minded place. We gotta get down and dirty for good. So if they, the dark money and all of that kind of stuff, we cannot underestimate how far they'll go to try to stop us. And so we got to fight just as hard. I don't know if younger people are still using the word ham. But there was a term called, we gotta go ham, hard as a motherfucker. That is what the left must do against the corporatist Dems and corporatist Republicans. We're talking about systemic change. Change doesn't just happen because we want it to happen. It happens because we gotta make it happen. And so we gotta continue to fight very hard and not underestimate the cunningness and the ruthlessness of the system to try to stop our agenda.
Lastly, the British left, you're here obviously in the UK. What's your impression of the UK left and our current plight? And how important is international solidarity between the US and the British left? And how do we make that reality, I suppose?
That kind of solidarity is vitally important. It's one of the reasons why I'm here, honored to have been invited to come here by CWA and Tribune, and to show solidarity, and also to have an understanding that some of the struggles are the same. You know, as I've heard the stories, I'm thinking to myself, yes, that's exactly what we're going through. The same thing, that the forces that want to continue to uphold the status quo know no borders, know no boundaries. And so solidarity of all poor and working poor and what I call barely middle class people of the world is so important. And I think is a game changer if, in fact, we can forge true solidarity, meaning we are working with a type of synergy on a regular basis to uplift humanity all over the world. That is indeed an unstoppable force. So I want to continue to do all that I can. I see this as just the beginning of the coming together, if you will, of solidarity across the world for working class people.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Poor people.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you.